שלום לכולם, אנחנו בשיעור מיוחד.
Hello everybody, we're in a special lesson. The midday lesson, we're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Arhut article. Continuing from letter 19.
I think maybe we should start from the beginning. Yeah, let's take it from the top. And you read slowly, so I'll be able to add additions in the middle.
So we're starting at the beginning of the Arvut article from the writings of Baal HaSulam. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, the mutual guarantee when all of Israel become responsible for one another.
In the process of correction, those who want to come closer to the Creator, that's why they're called Israel, Yeshalkel, they reach a state that they must attain the Alvut. And in attaining that Alvut, they attain that quality, the state like the Creator, and they can reach Him. Yeah?
Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others.
Meaning that the Torah is given under the condition that each one agrees to reach love of the others, the love of friends, and only if he wants to reach it, then he receives the upper light, called the Torah, that changes him, corrects him, and raises him to the degree of the Creator.
As it is written in the words, love your friends as yourself, as explained in the article, Matan Torah.
Yes, meaning only in that condition that they want to reach the love of the others, he can receive the light that reforms called Torah in no other way.
This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs.
That's the condition, that you're concerned about the others just like the way you're concerned about you in every moment, consciously, subconsciously, in everything.
Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before.
Meaning that after they agreed to work on it, to reach that goal, to be an avut towards one another, then they can receive the Torah, meaning a special light from above, that makes them such that they're concerned about the others and not themselves.
With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing near, ready to provide for him.
Meaning there's a condition, a very special condition, that we must reach a state where each one is concerned of the other more than he's concerned of himself. Obviously, it's not possible that we can do it, not at all. It's clear to us that we can't, but the light that reforms these changes. We just have to understand what our current state is, as much as we're opposite than what the Torah is asking of us, and as much as there's forces in the Torah to turn us from in order to receive, that we're only concerned of ourselves, to in order to bestow, where we're only concerned of the others.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love.
Meaning, until the nation, the group, is in the will to receive only for themselves, obviously they can't receive or take the condition of Arvut upon themselves. That is called that they're still in Egypt, that their ego is in control of them. And only under the condition that they come out of ego, of Egypt from their ego, uplift above it, they can gradually keep the condition of Arvut and love of others. And that's obviously by receiving the light from above that changes their nature. And that's how they advance, meaning move away from Egypt towards what we say, the land of Israel, Yeshar Kel, from self-love to the love of others.
Yeah.
Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
This condition of everybody has to help each other to keep it, and each one has to make sure he fills the deficiencies of their friends and each one towards the others, and in such a way they reach the mitzvah of love, the commandment of love, where each one is concerned of the others and everything he can. Yes.
Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own. Meaning, when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above Arvut, and then they were given the Torah.
Meaning, obviously, when they were in Egypt, they were in the will to receive in order to receive, the egoistic kind. So a person can think of how he will bestow to the others, how he'll be connected to the others. He's only thinking of himself. But when he comes out of Egypt, meaning comes out of his egoistic will to receive and lifts above it, he can engage in love of others, and in according to that, he can receive the Torah, meaning the special force from the upper light that gives him the ability to uplift above his egoistic nature and be in order to bestow love of others. And according to that, he can start feeling as much as the book truly works in love and bestow and not in receiving and self-love. Keep going.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, If a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
So that group called Yashar Kel, Israel, even if one of them does not keep this condition of love thy friend as thyself, the condition of avut, everybody will be lacking it. That's why we have to make sure that each and everyone who belongs to that condition called Israel, that takes it upon himself, in each and every generation, a person has to receive this condition upon himself. I want to be Israel. I want to be aimed straight to the Creator. And then he has to be concerned about himself and the others. That whoever is part of this Israel, let's say his group is 10, that everybody keeps the condition of love thy others as thyself.
Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love. For they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help.
Meaning, to the extent that each one in something misses out on it, doesn't complete the mitzvah of love of others, to that extent, they will all suffer. There's the matter of each one because the system is integral. So as much as each one cannot or doesn't want to, doesn't matter what reason, if he doesn't keep the condition of the Ovut, that he loves the others and supports the others, that will all support each other in such a way, by this, everybody suffers.
Yeah. You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side.
So in that group, called Yashar Kel, if they're going towards bestowing to the Creator, equalizing to the Creator, revealing the Creator, feeling the Creator, if they're going towards that, then each and every one must understand that he depends on all and everybody depends on him. From this we get this condition of the Arvut, that this society where the individuals exist and want to reach love of the Creator, there's no choice. They have to understand. There's a condition like in a closed society where everybody is interdependent and you can't run away from this mutual commitment called Arvut. And everybody is in Arvut towards one another. That is a law of every integral society. It's a law in the entire system of nature.
On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah, item 13.
That is the law of the system of the Arvut, that each one is responsible for everybody. Because if he keeps this law, this condition, in a total way, by this he's also pushing the others into keeping this.
On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and loneliness without finding a way out of their filth.
So on the positive end of the negative, they have such a connection where each one bestows to the others, each one obligates the others to be in the state as him. Yes.
Item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
So here he's giving us a law, what the law of Avut is. The law of the interdependence in an integral society, as much as each one depends on the other. Doesn't matter who's right or wrong, whether somebody keeps it or not. It doesn't matter who was first or who was last. Who causes the others to be low, or the contrary. The condition of the Avut is what connects them together. It's just like in a boat, if one drilled a hole in the boat, everybody drowns. And it doesn't matter if somebody made the hole and everybody else drowns because of him. It doesn't matter. Everybody drowns. Yeah.
Meaning, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love, by their actions they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in a measure of words, love your friend as yourself. Which is the ladder for achieving dvikut, the adhesion with the Creator. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
Meaning, doesn't matter who's right, who's righteous, who's wicked, who kept the laws of the integral society and who didn't. Doesn't matter. In the end, what happens is that they all drown in the sea of the ego.
Item 19. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel be responsible for one another, but a whole world is included in the Arvut. Indeed, there is no dispute here, for everyone admits that initially it is enough to begin with one nation for the observance of the Torah, meaning for the beginning of the correction of the world, as it was impossible to begin with all the nations at once.
Meaning there are two degrees.
Rabbi Shimon, who wrote the Sefer Zohar, and the second degree is the son of his, Rabbi Elazar.
The second degree is Rabbi Elazar, his son. Rabbi Shimon was correcting the world in a general way, in a group called Israel, Yashar Kel. Whoever wants to come to the Creator, that's how they're called. And Rabbi Elazar, his son, he speaks about the final correction of the entire world. So there's a part of the world called one group, called Israel, that advances. That's what Rabbi Shimon is speaking about. And the final correction that Rabbi Elazar is speaking about, his son, he already mentions that in a more general way, the final whole way.
It is as they said, that the Creator went with the Torah to every nation and tongue, and they would not receive it. In other words, they were immersed in the filth of self-love up to their necks, some in adultery, some in robbery and murder, and so on, until it was impossible to even conceive in those days to even ask if they agreed to retire from self-love.
Meaning, why is there such a complaint that to each one? Why am I not between those who yearn to the Creator called Israel? He's not speaking about Israel of today or Jews. We're speaking about people who have a desire. So each one in the world can say, why am I not one of them? But you're not, he is, it doesn't really matter. Each one has to keep his desire. We also see that in people. If somebody doesn't want to do it, to do something, he's not sorry about it. Because how can a person be sorry about something he's not really sorry about, something he doesn't have a deficiency for? That's why this is what he's saying, that the Creator supposedly asked each and every one, do you want to make corrections and reach the feeling of the world that is in bestowal? So only those that according to their nature, their structure, they are able to feel it, to reveal a deficiency, they listen, they reach corrections, and they are between Bnei Baruch on all continents. Keep going.
Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dekut with Him, without first needing the ladder of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all.
Yeah. Meaning that there is a small part of humanity that have an impulse. We see it. Look, we have Czechoslovakia, we have Tel Aviv, Netanya, Kiev, Turkey, Germany, Latin America, Asia, Vienna, Moscow, whoever. We don't even know who is still there. Everybody belongs to something we call Israel, Yeshar Ked. That's it. And each and every one, everywhere on earth, we are chosen in order to keep the law of Arvut, meaning not to get a medal, but in order to perform work for all of humanity, that it will be easier for them to come after us and keep the law of Arvut. Keep going.
The technology department would like to add that we have 290 friends connected on Galaxy, many tens together, and many also on Sviva Tova.
That's great. Thank God.
Alright, let's continue. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, we will do and we will hear. Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations.
Meaning, there is some kind of a system, and in that system, there's a central part, and that central part receives a tendency to reach Ovut in connection with the Creator, and the others don't. You can say, why them, yes, and me, no. There's no answer for that. There is no answer. Afterwards, we will see that there's no difference because we are all reaching the same result. But each and every one of us, as everybody can say in their own life, why am I different than him? Why is he different than that guy? And so on. The main thing is the result. The result is that we are all equal. We all reach the same level, the same place, the same attainment. Keep going.
Hence, only the members of the Israeli nation were admitted into the required Arvut, and not the nations of the world at all, since they did not participate in it. This is the plain reality. So how could Rabbi Elazar dispute it?
Because he is speaking about the general correction of the world and saying, how could that be that only that small society, they reach Arvut and Dvekut with the Creator and corrections, love thy friend as thyself and the others? That's why he's leaving this question out there. What's happening with them? Obviously them too, but we always have cause and effect in the correction, that all of reality is divided into parts according to the degrees of the aviut, and according to that, the degrees of the correction. Number 20.
But the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow onto him.
So in the end, everybody, till the last tiny detail, until person sitting in the Amazon or Siberia and Alaska, doesn't matter, wherever he is, he must reach Dvekut with all of humanity and the Creator. How will it happen? I don't know. Maybe the coronavirus will help us understand how this can be, that the whole world is awakening. We see it's just within 2 or 3 weeks ignites the world and everybody's concerned and everybody's starting to change. So there could be such a thing where each and everyone connects and reaches one goal. Please.
But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So, it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and Mitzvot, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is the Vikut with the Creator.
Meaning, there's the matter of first and afterwards, cause and effect, from the smaller, pure vessels till the big, coarse vessels, just like in nature. So there's nothing here like some privilege that this is okay, that's not okay, but it happens gradually, from easy to difficult, like all the corrections. Please.
Thus, each and every mitzvah that each person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's Maker and not for any reward and self-love helps, to some extent, with the development of all the people of the world. This is because it is not done at once, but by a slow, gradual development until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all the people in the world to the desired purity. And this is what our sages call shifting the balance to merit, meaning that the necessary weight of purity has been achieved. They compared it to weighing on a scale, where the shifting of the balance is the achievement of the desired weight.
No.
So that is actually clear to us, that we will need gradually to correct ourselves in the condition of avud, and only in such a way the whole world will connect together into one system, as one man with one heart. And in according to that, the Creator, the Upper Force, will be revealed in power and quantity and quality through the connection between us. 21. I don't see any questions, so... And actually, there are a lot of questions here, but it's such that they're endless. Better if you have time to read this again, and then according to your reading that you'll do on your own, you will truly probably have questions that are true, serious, through the research of the article, that you will dig in. 21.
Item 21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity, until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work, no less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah. In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, "We will do and we will hear," as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly, everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him, the sentencing would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the side of merit. This is because when the matter ends and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and every one will have a share in the shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient.
Meaning, there is no such thing that in the correction of the world there won't be a part of each and every one. Each one will have to participate in a full, complete way in correcting the whole general world. And it can't be that it'll be otherwise. And
does he find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages that all of Israel is responsible for one of the for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah. And this is what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, quotes from the writings, "One sinner destroys much good." It has already been explained in item 20 that the impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and man. Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot lishma, for her sake, without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one, as said in the article Matan Torah. In this manner, one affects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love for others and all the people of the world in general. Since that degree, which that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift. As written in item 20 in the allegory about the sesame seeds, one who commits one sin, meaning he cannot overcome and conquer his filthy self-love, and therefore steals or does something of the sort, sentences himself and the whole world to the side of sin. This is because with the disclosure of the filth of self-love, the lowly nature of creation is reinforced. Thus, he takes away a certain amount from the sentencing to the final side of merit, like a person removing from the scale that single sesame seed his friend had put there. Thus, to that extent, he slightly elevates the side of sin. It turns out that he regresses the world. As they said, one sinner destroys much good.
Each and every one is responsible for the whole world, and each one is responsible for each and everybody else. It's totally Arvut Hadadit. 23. With these words, we clearly understand what we see in above, that even though he couldn't overcome his petty lust, he pushed the spirituality of the whole world backwards.
Okay, up to here, if there are any questions, but only serious questions according to the text, then I'm willing to hear them. But I'm asking you, please don't confuse us, ask only according to the text. Tell me exactly the way it's written in the text, and this is what I'm asking about. Okay? Yes, Kafkaz. Kafkaz has a question mark. We can't hear you, Kafkaz. Okay, so no one else wants to ask. Okay, there is. Petach Tikva 34 is here to ask many questions. Is there anyone else who can ask a question? No. Okay, so we'll continue.
We are in 23, With these words, we clearly understand what we said above in item 5 about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation, because it is certain and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, one which is self-love, that rules over all of humanity without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves, even as mere promise, to take their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others.
That means there's no problem. Each and everyone, every group, whether big or small, from 2 until billions, are able to agree between themselves that they're holding each other and supporting each other in order to keep the condition of Arvut. We start with that, and then all the others will come from corrections from above in the reforming light. But what a person needs to help, he needs to do.
The exception was the Israeli nation, because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt 400 years in horrible torments. Our sages said, as salt sweetens meat, agony polishes man's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them, as said in item 16, which is the most important, as some of the verses in the Torah testify.
It means that this group called Israel went through many problems, many blows, and that's why they were more worthy, more merited to keep the condition of Arvut.
Because of these two forewords, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in singular form, as it is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. We have shown regarding the mitzvah, the meaning of the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and become one heart and one man, for only then they were qualified to receive the Torah.
More questions?
No.
No? Okay. So what's he saying here? That of course, the nation of Israel, why was it made more worthy, more merited for Arvut? Because they suffered more. They went through more. They had a lot of pressure from the Creator. And these people in ancient Babylon who were part of all of the nations, they had this desire awakened in them to discover the Creator and work in order to bestow. So it turns out that they're more ready to attain the condition of Arvut. Tel Aviv Virtual Group, please.
Lo shomea.
I can't hear you.
Virtual group.
No, can't hear you. Okay, we'll continue, Shai.
I see a question from Bulgaria.
You can't hear?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, please.
Bulgaria.
I don't understand why they can't respond. Do they not hear me?
I guess there's a technical problem.
Bulgaria, please.
Bulgari.
Nope. It's probably a problem with us. They need to please check it.
Yep. There's an error, but I got a question on WhatsApp. Shachar from Rehovot is asking, the gap between the current state and the desired state is called Corona. What should we pray for? Because everybody's finding it hard to digest the state.
Pray as it is written, not for the sufferings to pass, but that we will repent. That's what we need. Not to ask for the coronavirus to disappear, but that we will correct ourselves in such a way that as a result from that correction, it'll disappear.
He continues asking, according to all of our virtual studies, I'm in a feeling in the lesson that everything's far from me, the friends and the 99%. What should I do?
Continue to study and you will see how it is not far, it is close. I feel all of my students today, all over the world, in all of the countries, in all of the languages, I feel them a lot closer because towards the connection, there's no nations of the world, there's no distant, there's no close. We are all in our homes. And that's why the situation is much better than before. If we invest our efforts and want to connect between us, then we will connect a lot more than what we were able to connect when we sat together. When you sit together with others, then you have this illusion, this imagination that you're close to them, that you're together, that you can feel this person that's next to you. They're serving you coffee, you're talking to them. And now that you're distant physically from them, then it turns out that you have a problem. You want to connect with them, and you don't know how. But you understand that you have a problem, that you need some spiritual force that will connect between you above the physical distance. And that's good. That's good.
Petach
Tikva 19. No, he doesn't want. Okay, so please ask.
I guess there's a technical problem. So he sent this question, if you want. Achikam is asking, should every friend take himself from self-love individually, or it's something that'll happen to the 10 as one unit?
Problems of each individual is according to how his 10 is not connected. That's called the individual problem of each one, that the 10 is not connected. That's the way it is.
More questions are coming in here if you want.
Please.
Tal from Tel Aviv, who wanted to ask before and it didn't work, is asking, how can it be that everybody in the world will be partners for the correction?
We belong to one soul. We belong to one body. This network of connection connects between us. We just need to awaken these connections ourselves. This is called Beitaruta Deletata, awakening from below. But awakening from above, we belong to the same whole system. We were supporting each other. It's just towards us, it's projected to us that there's a shattering, but there's no shattering. It's just the way it's projected to us that there's a shattering on purpose so that we will correct ourselves. It's just for that purpose. That's why you need to relate to it in a way that the Creator did it on purpose. The same way that we break the Lego pieces so that the child will put it back together. That's the way the Creator did for us. He broke us, and He now gives us an exercise to connect with this one and that one, with this one and that one, in that way. Is that clear? It's clear.
Dvor from Croatia is asking, it's a long question, how can we go into Ovut? We see that after the corona, we have to behave according to a lot of laws that are putting us into Ovut, and we see people just disregarding those laws and causing more people to get infected, and the situation is getting worse. They understand the situation, and they don't want to do it. They're demanding other people to do it first. Are we entering Ovut as a whole group or each one at his own time?
I can't answer exactly the way the correction will happen. It seems to me that it'll happen in many places at the same time. And these places will also move towards each other and connect to each other like a mosaic. And in that way, we will start to see how it all comes together. The upper light will work, and that's the way it'll happen. Do we have translations from Turkey? Turkey 1?
Turkey 1.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friend. Hello, Rav. I want to ask questions. What was the reason for the Creator to bear the burden of creating and spiritual work and rivers on U.S.?
He shattered the vessel the way that we break the Lego or the mosaic in order for the children to know how to fix it. And by fixing it, then they feel how this system is a complete whole system. And they also attain the upper mind that is of the Creator. They make themselves as connected as one man with one heart. Is he asking another question?
Tel Aviv VG. Tel Aviv VG.
Tel Aviv, please.
Tal lecha o mitkaved.
Ma hu amar?
Hu amar Tel Aviv VG o mitkaven elecha, aval hamarechet lo tkina.
Tov.
Okay.
I asked, you already answered it, that how could all the people be partners to this? They live in a different reality. I think you answered it.
Please turn off the speakers. If you do not get used to turning off your speakers, I will not let you ask. Okay.
Vienna.
Vienna.
Hello, Rav. The question is, it's written, we will do and we will hear. Why not we will do and we will see?
Hearing is the degree of Bina, and doing is the degree of Malchut. By you doing the correct things, then you raise yourself to the from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. Kavkaz.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Сейчас меня слышно, да?
Да.
Can you hear me, right?
Вопрос такой. Вот почему для того, чтобы Израил получила Тору, все народы...
Why for Israel to receive the Torah, all the people in the world need to feel the force of the Creator. It's like an essential condition.
Again?
Повтори.
Repeat, please.
Для того, чтобы Израиль получила Тору, все другие народы мира должны.
In order for Israel to receive the Torah, the rest of the nations.
Это условие, обязательное условие такое.
Спасибо. Need to feel the force of the Creator. That's a condition?
No. No, there's no such thing. What are you talking about? No.
Pitachtikva 8. Why do we have to go through suffering in Egypt in order to cleanse the body? It's like we have to go through this corona. Also the people of Israel.
The coronavirus had to come to Israel and to everyone, certainly so that the world will see that it was in this corruption even before the eruption of the coronavirus. Vienna, will you please turn off the question mark?
Tov, вы не получите больше разрешения спрашивать, если вы не убираете ваши вопросы. Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Не слышно.
Can't hear you.
Rav, I have a question from Roy from Croatia.
Please.
It says in the article that the pressure should be on Israel, and Israel is us, the friends studying around the world, that the responsibility is on us. So,
yes,
what's the connection on the pressure on us and the connection towards the Creator and the corporeal Israel and the rest of humanity that are in a complete world crisis?
This is the pressure between corporeality and spirituality. If I feel right now the pressure that I'm sitting at home, and this pressure should be as much as I'm able to disseminate the method of connection that will be able to soften the blow for the whole nations of the world. And this is a message for everyone, not just my students. This is a message for all of humanity, that they have other problems. They have other problems. Each one has according to their degree. Each one according to their degree.
We're
now finishing the lesson. Is there anything more to say, Shai?
We are connecting to another evening lesson from 6 to 7.
Yes.
Also, we're going to broadcast in Hebrew on Facebook from 7 to 8. And there's a World Yeshivat Chaverot this evening. For the ladies. A day full of activities.
Wonderful. If so, we will end. And continue at 6 in the evening, Israel time. Okay, friends. How about a song?
Yeah, Nituv, please, song.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone.
the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is why.
Together, together as one.